You are now listening to the London International Christian Church podcast.
All right, guys. Awesome stuff. So now today, what we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be talking about on fire to date. Subject, I think it's one of the easiest subjects of all everyone preaching today, because I think you just mentioned that word and you just see the fire come up from everyone's eyes. You know what I'm saying? You know, so today, you know, me and my awesome fiance, we're gonna be talking to you guys on what it means to date.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, I could remember it's one of these conferences where, you know, my life was reignited, you know what I'm saying? It's more, you know, and I know for you guys as well, as you come down to these conferences, I know you came down to for God, but I know I love you as well. In the midst of it, you're looking for that one special spark. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hopefully today, as, you know, as we look out on dating, we're going to help you guys to know what it is to really be on fire to date. For me, this is a great subject because I think everyone wants to love. We all have that heart that really seeks after love, you know? But the way I see it is like true love and true fire for dating exposes your heart in many ways, you know, because the way I say is like who you choose to date and how you choose to date, I believe, will expose your heart in ways other relationships in the kingdom will not. You know, for me, for us today, we got 3 points for you. The first point is the fall of dating. The second point is the walls of dating, and the third point is the call of dating. First point, the fall of dating. I believe in a way, in the world, we all have a picture of who our ideal man or woman is. You know, coming from the world, we all have that picture in our head. And I don't know maybe if you guys have heard this saying before. You could meet someone and say, you know, do you like that person? And the person says, oh, it's not my type. And I don't really like that guy. You know? And but when you look at it in a way as well, in the world, you see a lot of breakups, a lot of divorces, and you think to yourself, even though we have this picture in our head, and we hold, you know, strongly hold to it, there's something wrong with that picture, because if we truly believe it, then why a relationship not really strong? Why there's so much breakup? That means in a way, the image we have in our head is not the right image, you know? Because the way I see it, sometimes even ourselves as well, when we come into the kingdom, we could still have a lot of these idols still ready residents in our heart that God has to slowly press out of us. So today, even as you're looking at the person next to you, there could be a massive idol in there today, you know, when it comes to dating. And hopefully, you know, when we're done today, we'll crush some of those idols out. You know? Amen. So let's look at our first scripture here, Romans 12. Romans 12, verse 2. It says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. I think for me, when I first read that scripture, and you know, even preparing this lesson, I was like, why did that scripture say that? It says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Meaning, when we're disciples, we still have idols in there that needs to be crucified. You know, because, you know, even though you become a disciple, it doesn't mean you totally transform. You still have idols in your heart, you know. And for me, I'll share, you know, share a story about my own life as well. I've been a disciple a long time. You don't need to know the years. You know? I've been around a while. You know? I've been around a while. And I think for myself, even especially joining the new movement, what I realized was, I had a lot of idols in my heart. You know, I was a man where, you know, I did not believe in long-distance relationship. You know, I've seen people in the past where they've had long-distance relationship, the crucible, you know, sacrifice their time, their money. I was like, no, I wasn't going to. I couldn't count the cost for that. Yeah. You know, I would not date a woman who was older than me. You know, I was a guy, you know, you gotta be younger, you know. No, 5 years you're younger. That was my thing. I would not date a woman who had a pet, you know. Yeah, I was like, you know, if I want to date a woman, I want full love. I want a full, you know what I'm saying? I don't want no pets running around and just constantly distracted by, you know. I didn't want a woman who had a child. You know, I was like, if I want a woman, you know, I don't want this child as well. I was very selfish, you know. And the way I saw it was like, you know, I had a lot of worldly view. That God had to remove my worldly glasses and put, you know, help me to have my spiritual glasses on. And I think in a way, even for us as well, when you're looking at that ideal man or woman, what glasses are you using? Wow. Are you just using your physical glasses, or are you using your spiritual glasses to see the real man or woman for you? For myself, even when I look at my awesome wife, you know, when I look at my awesome fiance, yeah, you know, it's like all the qualities I mentioned that said I did not want, she has it, you know. But she's a woman who has a righteous heart for God, a submissive heart for God, and is a woman of prayer. And I realized that God was really, you know, all the stuff that talk I did not want, God indirectly used that, and he made me realize that that was only priority. The priority was more the spiritual aspect of relationship. So I think for yourself as well, what idols are in your life today that you need to crucify? You know, you gotta really expose your heart so that you could crucify them. So I hand it over to my fiance right now.
Sisters, good morning. Only what I want to share about this part is very briefly for myself in this point is that I really want to encourage everybody, right, to change your mind into dating and what your expectations are for this part. My part was like when I was in the world, even when I got baptized, I was like looking for a specific person that, but still linked to the worldly point of view. It has to be a professional, has to be someone I can relate with, or we can talk, needs to take me out in restaurants, incredible date, needs to look certain ways. So that was my expectation. And one time I remember in a conference in the United States, one brother asked me out on a date. I was like, I don't believe this brother asked me out on a date. What is he thinking? So, you know, like, you know, you feel like you're better than someone else. So I really want to be able to change that in the sisters' hearts today. And really, like Mike and Brittany mentioned in the beginning, not go with those things in your heart. In the kingdom, you died when you got baptized. You're a new creation. You're looking for different things that God has for your life. So while you're not changing those things, you will not be able to see the man, the brother that God has for you. It's not about you anymore. It's about the purpose of God, about the things that he wants to accomplish through you. So I really want to encourage people today and to really die to yourself and give God the glory.
Amen. Second point is the walls of dating. I think in a way, sometimes when we think about dating, we all have a false expectation of it. You know, we go into it thinking this is the way it should be, and this is the way, you know, what I want out of it. But when we are reading our same scripture, Romans 12, verse 3, it says, for by the grace given him, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Come on. And it says in verse 10, it says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself.
Amen.
I think in a way, when we look at dating, sometimes we create false walls, the way I say it. Because in a way, our heart needs to connect with our brothers and sisters. But I think sometimes we put up walls that really stops that connection. You know, when we read scripture, I think pride is one of the ways that could stop that wall. You know, where we have our own insecurities, we think this is what will satisfy me, or this is what I expected on the day. For myself, sometimes even when false walls in dating is, I remember from the first date I went on in the kingdom, every one of us has been there, isn't it? You come in with a false person, you know, expectation, and the first date you go on in the kingdom, you think, man, I gotta like a sister, you know, she gotta be, you know, I want to go out with the prettiest sisters, you know, and you go out with someone else, like, why do you hook me up with that, you know, sister there? And I think for myself, I remember a few days I've been on where this British sister, we went on an awesome date, but she ordered on the menu the most expensive stuff on the menu, you know. She was all about herself, and I was willing to pay the bill, but I was like, man, you are very selfish, you know. I was like, I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't like, oh, wow. You know, so I think in a way, when we think about dating, we got to be considering other people as well on the date. It's not just about you. You got to be thinking about how can I meet the needs of the brother? Can he afford it? You know, some brothers want to take you out, but sometimes they could be too expensive for them. You know, are you looking out for their needs? Are you like, bro, are you able to take, you know, handle this? Can we go half half? Sometimes when we go on date, let's really go and really give our heart. The way I say it is like, the way God is going to bless you is, the brother who is not going out on dates, if you take them out on dates, or sisters, I think God really sees your heart, and other people sees your heart as well, and God blesses that. Because sometimes we see the most awesome guy and with sister, and we really want to give a heart, but when it comes to the brother that is not really awesome, if we don't give the same heart the same way, God is really not going to bless it.
Totally.
You know?
Awesome.
And we got to give our heart the same way.
Come on.
I think I'm going to let my fiancé share.
Amen.
Area about the wall, I think for me it's like what I mentioned before, it's like going with the heart, with the heart of the worldly heart into the kingdom, as to when brothers ask you out on a date and not willing to give your heart because it wasn't the particular brother that you wanted to ask you out on a date. So I really want to encourage the sisters today to really see all the brothers in the kingdom as sons of God. They're a special man. There are men that are willing to live in this world, this generation, with their hearts for God.
Amen.
You're not going to find men like this anywhere, only in the kingdom.
Yep.
So I really want the sisters to be able to appreciate each brother and don't go by sight, but by the heart of this brother, and really see everything they're doing in their lives to connect with God. And really give your heart each day, because if you cannot build a friendship with a brother, you will not date, you will not get married. That will not happen, because you need to crucify that selfishness in yourself by serving others.
Yep.
So I really want to encourage the sister with that today. And really forget about your expectation, forget about the wall, bring it down and really see God's plan for you.
Amen.
And our last point is the call of dating. I think as it says in Ephesians 3, Ephesians 5, verse 3, it says, among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality of any impurity or greed. These are improper for God's holy people. You know, I think in a way, the whole point of dating is for it to be pure, holy, and to honor God. And I think, you know, for us to be on fire for dating, is like, first of all, when you're interested in someone or has an interest, it's like, you gotta, first of all, take it to God in prayer.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we'll have an interest and we quickly want to share with brother and sister, like, oh, you know, what do you think about this brother? But we haven't really gone to God and say, you know, do I have the right heart? You know, is my motive right?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think you gotta have a submissive will to God. I think for myself, that's one thing I have to learn. You know, even when I had the interest in my fiancé, I like to detect it to God first and see, is this the right person for me in my life? Talk to your disciple and get plenty of advice.
Amen.
You know, I think sometimes brothers think, you know, oh, you know, I've got this locked down, don't worry, you know. But then they don't really ask for a lot of advice, and they go into it when they could seek a lot of advice. And people have, you know, walked through, had the same experience as well to give you a lot of input on how to do this the right way. I think also as well, it's like go on numerous dates.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll have a favorite brother, and just hanging out with that brother, just, you know, all the time. But you gotta go out with many sisters, girl, and really encourage them, because I think this is one of the areas where many people get hurt as well. Where you put all your eggs in one basket and then it doesn't work out, and you're like, oh man, you know, I'm never gonna date again. I don't want to ever date again.
Yeah, totally.
You know? And I think in a way as well, just put boundaries in your relationship to really protect that relationship.
Yep.
You know, I think, you know, what kind of music you listen to, you know, what kind of TV, magazines are you listening to, you know, affects the way you see the brothers and sisters. You know, you gotta really wash your head with the word. You gotta really protect the sisters. Take them home on dates. I mean, take them home early, you know. Really protect them, you know, then make them feel struggle when they're around you. Really bring out, let them hang out with you and see God in you, not sin. You know,
Amen.
And I think, you know, that would really help us to really have cranking awesome days for God.
That's awesome.
Thank you. So the call for us as sisters is the same, right? Like, there's no hint of sexual immorality, no hint of impurity in our relationship with the brothers. Even our thoughts, we need to gather it captive. So at one point that we realize, oh, we have an interest in a brother, that doesn't mean we're going to zoom into that person and leave other brothers like aside.
Yeah.
We really need to talk about it, be open about it, but with the person that's discipling us, or with our close friends, not go about talking it to everybody. It's like you're trying to protect that no other sister is going to go after the same brother that you are going after it. It's not working that way. We need to be able to trust that God will bring those relationships together. It's not about you, it's not about him, it's about God. So I really believe, I really want to encourage sisters today to not really feel like, okay, I need to protect something. You need to be able to enjoy fellowshipping with any other brother in the kingdom and see what God will work out in that relationship and really pray a lot. My relationship with Ola was, what he said was mainly based on prayer, because we didn't live in the same city, not even the same country. It was totally a relationship overseas, but it was mainly because we built it on a relationship with God, trusted God, prayed to God, sought a lot of advice, be really open about it, and be willing when the advice is a negative one to surrender to it. Don't say, well, I'm 41, I know what I want to do. No, I'm maybe 41, but I'm 3 years only as a Christian, as a disciple, and I have other people that God put into my life to help me mature spiritually. So I really need to be able to see that, and even see that in this area in particular of my life, I'm a mess. I don't know anything about it. So I really want sisters to be humble about it, not to go to talk to anybody about it, but really treat it with the holiness that it has to be, and really pray about it. Be on your knees with God and talk about this brother, and really see if this brother is a brother for you. One of my disciples gave me very good advice. You don't want to date or marry a guy that's not God's plans for you. You don't want to do that. So if you think you're suffering right now, you're not suffering. So I really want to encourage the sisters to really pray about and make sure that what God's going to put into your relationship on the brother is just really from God.
As we looked at it today, you know, to be on fire for God, you must demolish the idols in your head.
Yeah.
You know, you must remove the walls around your heart so that you can really connect with your brothers and sisters. Yeah. And that will make you understand the call for dating and set you on fire for dating forever. Yeah. So that, you know, with God, with that, and with God, to God be glory. Amen.
We would like to thank you for listening to that episode of the podcast. If you would like video versions of these episodes, whether it's sermon highlights or interviews, feel free to check us out on our website or view them on our YouTube channel. That's londonchurch.org.uk. That's londonchurch.org.uk. And for all other updates and information, whether it's services, events or devotionals, you can find all that on our website also. Once again, we'd like to thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.